The Gospels. Gospel is another one of those hard-to-understand words, but it just means good news. The gospel is God's rescue plan that we learned about way back at the very beginning of the story, in the Pentateuch. It's God's rescue plan to fix his broken relationship with people. The gospel is the good news that Jesus came to die for our sins and give us eternal life with God. So the story of the gospel books is not just the story of the life of Jesus. It's the story of the mission of Jesus. The gospels give us a picture of who God is. Because Jesus is God, everything he did while on earth shows us what God is like. Before Jesus died for us, in the first part of his mission, he spent 3 years preaching and teaching and healing the sick and loving people. All kinds of people, especially people the world had rejected, especially people who are hurting or lost or scared or in pain or poor or suffering. Jesus showed us that God is love, that God loves all people, so much that he came to earth to die for them. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. John chapter 3, verse 16, from the New International Version. The Old Testament pointed ahead to Jesus as the only way to fix our broken relationship with God. In the Gospels, we meet Jesus. Jesus himself says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John chapter 8, verse 12, from the New International Version. "I am the good shepherd who lays down his life." John chapter 10, verse 11, from the New International Version. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6, from the New International Version.
It's a miracle! Jesus and his disciples walked all over Israel. Everywhere they went, big crowds would gather to see Jesus. He talked a lot about the kingdom of God, but he didn't just talk about the kingdom of God. Jesus also showed people what the kingdom of God was like. How? By doing amazing things, unbelievable things. Jesus called them signs that pointed to the kingdom of God. Today, we call them miracles. In Jesus' day, many people were afraid of the sea. Fishermen and sailors had to go out on the sea, which often put them in danger. Today, we have satellites that tell sailors when big storms are headed their way, but back in Jesus' day, it was hard to know when a big storm was coming. The sea was scary. One night, Jesus was on a boat with his disciples when a huge storm took over the sea. Their boat was going to sink, and the disciples were afraid they would die. Meanwhile, Jesus was asleep on the boat. The disciples woke up Jesus and said, "Hey, did you notice the storm? We're going to die!" Jesus opened his eyes, looked at them, and said, "Why are you so afraid?" Then he turned to the storm, the giant storm that was sinking their boat, and said, "Stop it!" And guess what? The storm stopped. Completely. The disciples couldn't believe what had just happened. Who can talk to a storm and the storm obeys him? Jesus was giving them a sign. In the kingdom of God, there was no danger from the sea because Jesus was the king of everything. Even the big, scary sea listened to Jesus. Another time, Jesus was surrounded by thousands of people who had followed him far away from town with no food to eat. The disciples got nervous. "What will we give them to eat?" they wondered. One little boy had 2 loaves of bread and 5 small fish. He gave them to the disciples. "Will this help?" he said. The disciples thought it was silly. "You can't feed thousands of people with 2 loaves of bread and 5 little fish. Or can you? Jesus took the boy's gift and prayed over it. Then he started breaking pieces off and giving them to people. And there were more pieces and more pieces and more pieces. So many pieces that every person got to eat as much as they wanted. The disciples couldn't believe their eyes. "Why are you so surprised?" Jesus asked. He was giving them another sign. In the kingdom of God, there is always enough. Enough food, enough warmth, enough love. Where Jesus is king, we will never run out of anything. Jesus also healed people. This was a sign that Jesus was king over sickness and disease. In the kingdom of God, there is no sickness. But even more amazing, one time when a sick little girl died before Jesus could get there to heal her, Jesus said to her parents, "Don't worry, she's okay." And the little girl came back to life, got up, and walked right out of her room, even though she had died. Even death has to obey Jesus in the kingdom of God. Everyone was amazed by the things Jesus did. The crowds that followed him got bigger and bigger and bigger. Everyone was excited to see Jesus, except the Pharisees. Remember them? They thought Jesus was getting too popular. Too many people were following him around, and some of those people even said they thought Jesus should be king. The Pharisees went to the Sadducees to talk about Jesus. Who were the Sadducees? They were the group of Israelites who were in charge of punishments. The Pharisees kept track of all the rules, and the Sadducees were in charge of punishing the people who broke the rules. "This Jesus guy is breaking rules and causing trouble," said the Pharisees. Thought the Sadducees, "we might have to do something about that." So the Sadducees began looking for a way to arrest Jesus.
It's a miracle. Family connection. Read Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44, and Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. Fun facts. There are 37 miracles of Jesus recorded in the Gospels. Jesus healed someone 24 times. He performed a miracle of nature 10 times. And he raised someone from the dead 3 times. The feeding of the 5,000 is the only miracle recorded in all of the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Talk. At the sound of the chime, pause the audio and talk about the following questions. What do Jesus' miracles tell us about the kingdom of God? Have you ever experienced a miracle? Pray. Dear God, we are thankful for your miraculous power. Help us trust you to do miracles, even today. Amen.